India has thousands of surviving steppe wells, but the great majority are similarly run down. Many others have vanished, often filled in and built upon. This neglectful attitude is extraordinary, for they are one of India's unsung wonders. At last, through restoration efforts by the Aga Khan Trust for Culture, or AKTC, among others, they are starting to get the recognition they deserve. The earliest of the wells date back almost 2,000 years. They were first and foremost a response to a climate in which a year's rains fall chiefly in the four brief months of the summer monsoon, when they fall at all. The point of the staircases and side ledges is to provide permanent access to ever-fluctuating water levels and cool shelter in the hottest months. In the northwestern regions that are India's most arid, such as Rajasthan and Gujarat, the Baulis underwrote life as sources of both irrigation and drinking water. They were often located on ancient trade routes. In Delhi, every community once had its own tank. Many step wells were used for ablution. The tanks associated with mosques, Hindu temples and other shrines offered the most purificatory form. Summoning water from the depths was also a symbol of temporal power. Around Hyderabad in south-central India, many of the Baulis were built by kings and zamindars. A surprising number were built at the behest of women, including princesses, courtesans and merchants' wives, who wished to attain immortality through the gift of water. Indeed, stepwells have always been considered women's spaces, places to gather without inhibitions, away from men's domineering eyes. In India, after all, it is traditionally a woman's job to fetch and carry water. Rani Kivav, or the Queen's Stepwell, in Patan in Gujarat, graces the new 100-rupee note.